I support accountability.
Okay, is that a yes or a no?
That's a, I support accountability.
Do you not want to answer my question?
You can't say definitively today that guns shouldn't be in schools?
Mrs. DeVos, have you ever taken out a student loan?
I have not.
But it surprises me that you don't know this issue.
If confirmed, I will certainly be very vigilant.
Yeah, I'm asking
people.
How?
Did Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos pass her oral exam in what turned out to be a contentious partisan confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill this week? It's unclear if any awkward moments will slow down these nominees in what's been a festival of confirmation hearings, though. Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services will be overseeing the Obamacare repeal. He's on the Hill. Nikki Haley for UN Ambassador, Scott Pruitt for Administrator of the EPA, and Commerce Secretary nominee Wilbur Ross, all in hearings today as well. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. It's Tom Price who may be in the most delicate situation right now, yes?
That's probably true, and there's two big things happening behind Tom Price amid all of these nominations happening all at once that you mentioned, John. One, of course, is the Obamacare repeal, how fast that will happen, and what replacement will look like should Tom Price be the guy who oversees it for Donald Trump when he heads up HHS. There are many, many questions behind that because the White House hasn't released a policy yet, the incoming White House. Donald Trump has said lots of things about what he intends health insurance to look like. Nobody on Capitol Hill knows where to hang their hat on any of that stuff. But more immediately, John, some ethical issues around Tom Price, about some stock buys that he made, not only while a congressman, but while a congressman who was introducing health care legislation in some cases that affected individual companies that were at stake on the Hill. Here's Tom Price first reacting to some Democratic allegations that some of his stock trades might not have been ethically permissible.
Everything that we have done has been above board, transparent, ethical, and legal.
But they're talking about whether he's actually the secretary of hip replacements, right?
Yeah, so a couple of stock trades are at stake here. One is a company called Zimmer Biometric. It makes joint replacements. Tom Price bought a couple of thousands of dollars of that stock and then a week later introduced legislation that would have actually slowed down regulation of that very company. Democrats are raising that up. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, suggested that trade may have been illegal and he wants it investigated before Price's nomination can go forward. Another is a company called Innate Immunotherapeutics. They're an Australian company. They make an MS drug, multiple sclerosis. There's another congressman who's the major shareholder of that company and who's on the board. Tom Price got a stock tip about that company, then bought some of the stock in a private stock buy, not available to the general stock exchange, but to a few people, including a couple of lobbyists and a couple of congressmen. And Democrats are shining some light on that as well, John, before they even get to the issues of what health care will look like for millions of Americans once Obamacare is repealed.
Do we know where Tom Price stands on what should replace Obamacare, at least on that basis?
Well, Tom Price himself has introduced major health care legislation as chairman of the Budget Committee and as a guy who's been arguing on health care with Democrats and with Republicans, frankly, for many, many years. Tom Price has a plan, but there's no indication that the Tom Price plan, which is a bunch of tax credits for people, giving states more power to regulate their own insurance industries, letting people buy insurance across state lines, that Donald Trump would sponsor any of those things. And again, there is no indication of what the Trump plan is going to look like that Republicans are going to be asked to vote on. You want to hear Bernie Sanders talking to Tom Price about what health care is going to look like. Here's Bernie Sanders.
In Canada, in other countries, all people have the right to get health care. Do you believe we should move in that direction?
If you want to talk about other countries' health care systems, there are consequences to the decisions that they've made, just as there are consequences to the decision that we've made. I believe and I look forward to working with you to make certain that every single American has access to the highest quality care and coverage that is possible.
Nice dodge there.
As access to does not mean that they are guaranteed health care. I have access to buying a $10 million home. I don't have the money to do that.
He's good. Well, all right. That's Tom Price. So let's spin the wheel here. You want to take a shot at Nikki Haley, UN Ambassador Scott Pruitt, Administrator of the EPA, or Commerce Secretary nominee Wilbur Ross?
Let's talk about Scott Pruitt real quick, who's in front of the Environment Committee today. He's the controversial choice of Donald Trump, controversial to many environmental groups because of some of the positions that he's taken, not only on climate change, but really on the federal government's right or power, I should say, to regulate environmental issues or whether it should be left to the states. Scott Pruitt is the Attorney General of Oklahoma, and he's filed a whole bunch of lawsuits against the EPA, questioning their ability to regulate everything from mercury to carbon, clean air standards, and a lot of other things. So what you're hearing is Democrats really, you know, with their environmental supporters behind them taking shots at Scott Pruitt. There haven't been any Republicans who've suggested they aren't for him, even though there's been some tepid support, John. So I think you could expect Scott Pruitt to probably enjoy confirmation before too long.
But just in policy terms, it's fairly clear that Pruitt opposes the EPA regulating carbon as a, you know, toxic environmental pollutant.
I think that that's clear. The Supreme Court has ruled that the EPA has a mandate to regulate carbon. That's a Supreme Court ruling. They have to regulate it. The question is how. Now, Scott Pruitt did tell senators that he does think that for interstate pollutants, for an issue where, let's say, you know, a pollutant upstream flows downstream and affects another state, that the EPA has a critical role there. But his view of the EPA's broader role in regulating environmental toxins, clean air, clean water, is much, much more restrictive than any of the Democrats and even some of the Republicans who questioned him today. In the end, though, it seems unlikely to keep him out of the EPA, John, an organization and an agency that he has criticized and fought in court more than a dozen times during his career.
And he will probably be at the helm of it as a result. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.